ABC Radio Australia.
For the first time in 3 years, both of the Pacific's Premier Rugby League teams are preparing for a new season on home soil. The PNG Hunters are in Port Moresby and the Kaibiti Silktails in La Toka, putting together new squads for the 2023 campaign. And for the first time since the pandemic was declared, both teams can look forward to a full set of home games in the Queensland Cup and Ron Massey Cup, respectively, in front of their own fans. The Hunters have started their build-up under a new coach, but a familiar face since Stanley Tepend. Already coach of the PNG Kumuls and previously assistant under Matt Church with the Hunters, Tepend has stepped up to take on the senior role with 39 players in the mix.
It's a bigger squad than previous years. The good thing about it is the games have returned to PNG. We won't be travelling to Australia, relocating down there, so we're really excited about that, and that's why we've gone with a bigger squad. We've picked from players. I think nearly all the Digicel Cup teams are represented. That hasn't happened in the last few years. It's only fair that we go that way. We've got Kumuls players that were part of the World Cup. They'll be joining camp next week, so we've given them an extended week off.
The new coach says his recent experience at the World Cup has made taking on the Hunters role a little easier, but it certainly won't be easy for those players who are looking to earn a contract.
This time we've only got 8 full-time contracted players in camp, and the other players that are on train and trial have been asked to stay at home and come to training. So some players that are not from Port Moresby, they'll have to find accommodation on their own, and they were given an allowance for transport fees and food and that, but we want them to work hard to get that contract. It may be hard for some of the players initially, but what we want to achieve in the long run is fight for positions and work hard for positions. Last few years, we accommodated them, food, transport, everything was given to them, and this time, we just want them to earn it more.
Stanley Tepend was heavily criticised by some Kumuls fans over his selections prior to the recent World Cup, with claims that he had favoured his Wantoks from the Hunters. The stand-up player for PNG at the World Cup was Edwin Apape, who was selected in the team of the tournament. Now playing for Lee Leopards in England under former Kumul star Adrian Lamb, Apape came through the Hunters system. Stanley Tepend says Apape has probably overtaken Justin Ollam as PNG's best player now, and the Hunters need more like him coming through.
It's a good story for the young guys coming through to see what Edwin's done, and hopefully we can get more Edwins and more Justins. You know, it's been a few years since Justin was with the SP Hunters, and Justin's a good example, but, you know, he's getting older now, so we need another young guy, another young Justin, another young Edwin. We've got Sylvester Namo, he's with the Cowboys system now. The more we can get in the higher competitions, the better it is for us as a country, as PNG Kumuls, and as Hunters as well. So Digicel Cup players coming through can see and use those boys as an example.
But one promising young player from PNG, 19-year-old Brendan Turiwari, appears to have slipped through the net after signing for the reigning Queensland Cup champions North Devils. And that's a situation which frustrates the Hunters' new coach.
We can do a better job in making sure we've got all the information we need of the young guys coming through, playing in PNG and playing in Queensland, playing in New South Wales, and recognise them, making that phone call, setting up emerging camps and communicating with them frequently, just so that we know that these players are PNG, and so we don't have this in the future where they just get through to other clubs. It just means that we have to tighten up where we can.
Over in Fiji, the Silktails coach Wes Nangama has started out with just 9 players from last season's side, but he's had plenty of time to survey the new talent that is available in the country.
It's been good to be back in Fiji. I've been here for 2 months, so I was able to get across the Dean's Trophy final series, which is Rugby Union Schools Comp, which is really big here in Fiji, and also was able to go watch the Fiji schoolboys play against Australian schoolboys. So pretty much from that, for the first time, our club run a rookie camp. I picked 38 of the best kids across rugby league and rugby union. Of the 38, I invited 27 to train trial along with our contracted players for the full pre-season leading into Chrissy.
The fact that the Silktails are going through such a wholesale squad rebuild is by no means a negative. Wes Nangama says they are a development club, so players are expected to move on and preferably up to a higher level for the benefit of Fijian Rugby League as a whole.
Breaking out of one tackle, still going, looking to get the ball free. He won't need support in the end. A brilliant run from the Silktails.
We've had a lot of good outcomes. Six of our senior players have moved on to Ipswich Jets that are playing Queensland Cup next year. You know, we've got Vuate Karawa-Level doing good things at the Roosters. Plus, with these four boys as well that are training the Roosters 21s, we potentially could lose all four. So with those outcomes, we've got to roll in new players every year. But with the age group that we're dealing with, I can see that they're really willing and they're really coachable kids. Probably carry a squad of 28, so we'll see a lot of new faces. But it's an exciting time for the club.
After relocating to Sydney for the last two seasons, the Silktails have been deprived of the opportunity to play in front of their own supporters. So there is a strong sense of anticipation ahead of their first full home season.
With the borders open, we're based in Lataka. Our home ground is less than 600 metres away here at Churchill. We're starting to build relationships with our sponsors in and around the town and, you know, having a really good presence within the community. Talking with New South Wales Rugby League around the scheduling of next year's games, we're looking at 8 games at home and 8 games away. It's been a long time coming and it's just great for the club, but especially for the boys playing for the Silktails in front of their friends and families.
And it appears that the simmering dispute between the Silktails and the Fiji NRL won't interfere with those plans, but the question of formal recognition by the governing body is still to be resolved.
International Rugby League has stepped in and there's a process there with mediation. While that's happening in the background, me, I've got a responsibility as a head coach just to get this team ready for next year, blocking all that outside noise out. I think we're doing quite well. I'm sure it's for the betterment of the game and for the betterment of the players and the boys and girls in Fiji. I'm sure that will sort itself in due time. But until then, it's just business as usual for us. So we're just happy to be back in Fiji.
The FNRL is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year and Wes Nangama was recently recognised as the Fiji Umbati's all-time top point scorer after being invited to attend a gala dinner by the interim CEO, Don Natambi.
It was a good night just to recognise the pioneers of the game and the sacrifices that they made for rugby league in Fiji. To be in the same room as them, to celebrate that, to celebrate to the recent performance of the boys in the World Cup. I got an award for all-time point scorer, but it was really nice to share the stage with my brother Kevin. He got recognised as the most capped captain of Fiji, so it was really nice for both of us.
But in a sign that harmony hasn't broken out quite yet, one big name in the history of Fiji NRL was noticeable by its absence on the big night. Petro Sivanasiva, the founder and chairman of the Silktails.